You're listening to the show about community and vouchers. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Bathwack drops his sword and then picks it back up.
What'd you do?
Oh my drop God. The sword!
Amazing.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Oh, we should all have to say what Rafina's wiles are. We should all have to say.
All right, go ahead.
Rafina's head is going to swell. Rafina doesn't need any more.
How was that?
It's the door closing with the window open.
Yikes.
Are we there yet?
So you're heading back to the ferry?
I guess so.
Ferry?
Is that
we have to cross the river to Millings.
Okay.
So yeah, you get to the ferry. The funeral procession has completed at this point, so the ferry is unoccupied. Rafina!
Hey, Gary.
Says Gary.
Hey, how are you doing, old timer?
I'm doing great! Your book was so helpful.
I can tell you've read the whole thing multiple times since I saw you last.
I really have. You guys can see it in his eyes.
Yes, it's like his eyes are like, like they're vibrating almost.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a half hour ago, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Do you guys need to get across?
Yes, please. We need to go back and do some shopping.
Okay, please. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Let's see your stuff. Strut your stuff, Gary.
Will looks apprehensive.
By that I mean KT.
You mean looks apprehensive.
I'm only apprehensive because I'm like I want to say like as we walked there, Will was trying to look for a like places. You know what I was saying before about like Bathwack. We need to have him be recognized in this community and stuff. So like I'm hoping to look for opportunities to help
so
little
the
old ladies
streets
across
are...
the street.
Yeah, the town.
No, it's okay. I did want to mention this, so it's a good time to do so.
The town is looking a little bit more alive now that this funeral procession is over. It's kind of getting back to what you would expect a town to normally look like at this time of day.
Okay.
Shops are open, people are moving around, that kind of thing. It's not as empty as it was before.
Okay. Cool. No, yeah, I think Will's distracted with just like that he's not actually apprehensive about getting on the ferry. And also he's seen Rafina like do boat stuff before. I'm not really that worried. Mm-hmm.
You just jump on her back. You'll know you'll be fine.
Yeah. She'll save me. Yeah. But I think he's just like paying attention more to the surroundings and like how this city is and like what's going on or town or
it's a town. It's town. Not, you wouldn't call it a city.
Okay. Right. And thinking about how we're going to kill Bathwack. He's just scheming. He's hardcore scheming. So he's distracted and he gets
sharpening
right on the
his
ferry.
Knife.
He doesn't complain and he's not doing... It's weird. It's weird. Will's just like so like in his head. He's like... He's just following along.
Just math symbols flying at him.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. You guys load up on the ferry. And Gary... is definitely at a much better place ferrying-wise than he was when you first encountered him. He doesn't have the flair that Rafina does, not even close. But he is a solid grasp of what he needs to do to get this vessel from one side of the river to the other. With a little bit of time and some effort on his part, you guys find yourself on the other side.
Great job.
Rafina, I did it! Thank you!
So well done. You are a quick study.
Oh, I've had a great teacher.
Yes, your family can be very proud of you, Gary, and so am I.
You came along at just the right time, Rafina.
I know.
Well, good luck with your shopping.
Well, thanks. It was good to see you. Bye.
And you guys head off.
What'd you guys think of Gary? As we walk.
Who?
Will. That was our fairy guy. That's Gary, so the fairy guy.
You'd ask everyone's name. Oh, wait. That's the husband guy.
Yes, of Gloria.
Who cares? Okay, we got to figure out how to. Wait. What? Who is. Why? Yeah. Okay. We got to. What's going on? We got to focus here. What are we doing? As we come up to this, we're just going to waltz in there and be all, hey, this is just who we are. Do I have to keep kissing your butt the whole time? What do I have to do?
Who'd you look at when you said
Bathwack?
Okay.
This whole time, that's what I'm going to have to do. And I feel free to talk about this mostly because I feel like is it super busy? Are people listening to our conversation?
Bustling city, but it's a living town,
right?
The streets are not empty, but
okay,
you're not shouldering people out of the way to get down the road,
because I'm not trying, I don't want to give away that I'm not actually the king's valet, so I just have to okay. Will's doing a lot of this fake
you only have to really worry about it when we're close to people, right?
No fucking Bathwack, your highness. Honor, whatever. What should I call you? What do they call that in Gully's End? Is there really a king in Gully's End? In the regular world? Yeah? What do they call you? Is highness okay? Because that's what I've been doing.
I only had one conversation with the king. And it didn't go well.
Probably because you didn't call him your highness.
Yeah, that's right. I just called him the wrong name and he banished me.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. Wait. What was that king's name?
You're putting Alex on the spot.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
He's got to remember.
No, it's not. I don't think it's remember. I think it's make up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Think of another IKEA name.
I think.
Swedish meatball king. King Swedish.
King King Billy.
King Lingonberry.
King Kallax.
Yes! Yeah. Eric, good job. You remember?
Oh, what was that? Kallax?
Kallax, yeah.
King Kallax? Is that really what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that what it is?
We have one too. It's right next to me.
Oh, funny.
How do I spell it?
Is that what you're
going to
use,
Alex? Kallax.
Okay, good. I did that. Is that what you're going to use?
I don't know what name we're going to use. I'm so bad at coming up with names.
No, it's okay. It's hard. It would take me a while too. Naming things is it feels like a big responsibility. Yeah. Then you got to use that name. Maybe this is the only time we'll ever use it. You could call him King Fart. It won't matter.
It might be fun in keeping with the whole Bathwack thing. Let's call the king Thrash.
Thrash.
How is that like Bathwack?
I don't know. It just feels
it's like Thwack.
Similar.
Thwack and Thrash. Buddies. Cop buddies.
How about Glove Thwack? I mean Glove Thrash.
Glove
Thrash. Glove Thrash.
Baby Glove Thrash. Glove Thrash.
Oh my God. Okay. I forgot the point of why we were even asking
done more planning.
You were asking him what you should be calling him.
Yeah, so King Thrash, okay.
Thwackness. How about your Thwackness?
What did
that'll sound I'm making fun of him. I love it, Rafina.
Trofest called me something.
I love it too.
I think he was mostly using sire.
My liege.
My liege. I don't know. It sounds a little slippery. I don't like it. Trofast. Maybe we can just tell Trofast.
You could just call me your superior.
I could.
You're better.
You're better. Better. Hello, you're better. You're better.
No, better, you would say.
Not like your highness. It's
my better.
My better?
Yeah. Lord, God with a little G. You can use all those things.
God. But you have to say the part with a little G.
I don't think that's the same thing as a king. Bathwack. What do you really want me to call you? I need a real answer. I have too many things flying around my head right now.
King Bathwack worked just fine, right?
No, but really? That's just what?
I don't know. Why not?
I don't know. I feel like I need something deferential. Fine. I'll just make something up. I already did. It's fine. Your Highness is fine.
I don't know. Why you look at me?
I've never been king before. I wasn't.
What'd you say?
I've never been king before, so just make it up. Highness is good. Sounds good.
All right, it's settled.
Okay.
You could call
Do the rest of us have to call you sire?
Holiness. No, I don't know.
I mean, in general, you're supposed to, I think. Like, you know, as far as recognizing royalty, unless you want to, like, start a war, Rafina.
Oh, my. Will, are you just kidding?
Not really. I feel like somebody who's a challenger to Bathwack wouldn't call him King Bathwack.
I guess that's true.
Ah, your eminence.
Your eminence.
Your emittance.
Oh, I don't know. Eminence sounds pretty good.
All right. Your eminence.
And okay. I will call him Will's Eminence. Your
Excellency.
Excellency.
All right. I'm looking into Bathwack's eyes. Are they gleaming with he's just getting so happy with being called all these things? Like he's just it's escalating. It's escalating, Bathwack. That's fine. It's fine. Give me more ridiculous things to say. It'll get me into character more. I'm having trouble with it.
I don't know. You seem pretty good.
It's just...
You seem naturally deferential to him.
Oh, stop it, Mo.
Shimi taught me that word.
Did Shimi say that?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks, that was pretty funny.
It's not funny at all.
You can say things like, I am not fit to wash your feet.
I'm not like...
Bathwack's actually a muso. But...
What? Okay. In what situation... would I be saying that? Maybe if I was apologizing to you, but not just walking around town, no, okay?
Someone might hear you.
Don't make me apologize to you in front of people.
Bathwack looks over at some people on the other side of the street.
I look too. Will's starting to get nervous. Would people look?
I mean, there's a king walking down the street. They
really
might
paying
be.
Attention. Wow. All right. Cool. I look at those people as if they should be bowing. Like, I give them such a glare. I'm trying to communicate through my glare that they better be on. Like, I do this.
Bathwack's amused. He's standing you know what I mean? Up taller.
Yeah, what KT just did was a like a symbol. Like, a what? How do you explain this? Like, encouragement to like, bow. Yes.
Like get down on the ground.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Give me an intimidation check.
Intimidation. It's all in my face, too. It's not like... It's just...
Oh, you're scary.
Okay.
So is Will. That's a 5.
What the fuck? Oh my god! And I'm gonna run.
It's because you don't think of Bathwack this way.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard. You like you said, it's hard for you to get in character.
Yeah, maybe I do that, and then I kind of like that, and so they're like, "What?"
What? And they just keep going.
Yeah, we're still walking.
All right, so you guys continue on this way, and until you get to Millings, Goods, and Sundry. The wagon...
Sundries!
Okay, that was a thing last time, wasn't it? The wagon is no longer in the street. Looks like it has been taken away. Maybe it's behind the store, you don't know. It's nowhere to be seen. The door is closed, and there is a noticed tacked to the door. Millings, Goods, and Sundries closed until further notice, investigating crimes against this establishment.
Yeah.
All right, is there a back door? Sire, Your Excellency, Your High Up in the Clouds, Radiant...
Yes, that's enough.
Sunshininess? Yes, okay. Do you think?
Oh, can you pick that up over there for me, please? I don't know. I just pointed at something.
I look around.
It's a pile of dog shit.
No way! Are you serious?
No! That's not up to me. That's up to him.
It's just some crumpled up something on the ground. I don't know. I was just giving you a hard time.
It's a voucher. It's the one I chewed.
Did Rafina drop a... Is that what happened? Like, Bathwick is just gesturing playfully, but Rafina crumples up a voucher and throws it on the ground.
It's been in her mouth this whole time.
There you go, Will. Pick that one up. Will, that's the one he wants.
He, like, drags his eyes back over to Bathwick, like, and he's, like, looking. Are there people watching?
Not watching.
Very good. There's nobody watching.
There's people around, though.
Are you serious right now?
No.
Does Bathwick have eyebrows? We've talked about this, right?
There's no way.
Just ridges, I suppose.
Ridges!
Well, I guess he has a tuft of hair on the top.
Yeah, I drew like ridges there. He waggles his ridges.
Rafina does that sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Roscoe's looking around. Are there any guards around?
No. Not immediately apparent.
Let's go around. I'm going to go around back.
Okay.
I'm going to go see if there's another way in.
Does this look like an official, like an official sign?
No.
Rafina knocks on the door, even though it says it's closed.
Okay.
Hello, is anyone in there?
All right. Rafina's knocking on the door. Bathwack's going around the back.
I would follow Bathwack, I guess, but I would like be pausing because Rafina knocking on the door is like, that's...
We're very much in public. It's not like... We're hiding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you knock on the door, Rafina, and you get no response. Bathwick, you go around the back. The wagon's back there.
Oh, the wagon's here.
Yep. It's mostly empty. There's a couple things left on there, but it looks like it was unloaded. There is a back door, which is also closed. There's no sign on it or anything like that. This isn't a service. This is a service entrance, not a public entrance.
I'm going to try the door.
It's locked.
Is anyone watching?
Give me a perception roll.
I'll roll two because if I'm with him, I would totally be doing. I know what he's doing. We're breaking in somewhere. Like I'm rolling perception as his buddy.
Will rolls a buddy. 10 after the luck stone. Bathwack rolls a 10. No, you guys don't think anybody's watching.
Should I open this, Will?
I mean, Rafina was knocking on the front door.
Then so they'll be distracted.
Right, they'll be a little distracted. I can do a little distraction too, just in case there's.
That's okay.
Anybody.
I'm gonna try to open it just by brute strength. Just twist it.
Okay.
Push.
Athletics. 14. The door is locked. And with a 14, you sort of throw your shoulder into it, but the door holds firm.
Ooh.
You feel like it's probably bolted.
Is the door made of just like one material?
It's wood.
And there's no window in it or anything, like
not
a frosted
here,
window
no.
or anything. Okay, just a wooden
there's some
door.
There's no window in the door in the front. There's windows in the front though.
Does the door have like hinges made of any material of some kind?
Not that you can see. You think maybe the hinges are on the inside.
What was Roscoe trying to do? Sorry, I can't remember.
I don't know.
I thought
Roscoe's looking around, seeing if there are any guards around.
What it was. Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking around to see if anybody is watching the front the front door, watching us there.
Okay. You can give me a perception roll, Roscoe.
Or if anybody seems to be like any kind of people who might have been around for the past hour who might be able to tell us if they saw anything.
That would be like an insight.
I'm trying to get insight on the people who are around, who is most likely to be helpful in terms of like, you know, giving us the straight dope.
That's a 7. So yeah, I mean, you feel like most of the people around are kind of just returning to normal after what seemed to be a town-wide event with the funeral of Chloe. You don't see any guards or anybody you think is a guard or undercover or anything like that. But you also don't see anybody who's like just like hanging out watching the street, if that makes sense. Everybody's kind of doing their own thing, as far as you can tell.
What happened when Rufina knocked on the door, but did she try to open?
Yet. I assume no one answered.
You got no response, I thought I said.
Oh, maybe you did. I don't know why I didn't.
Roscoe's going to try to open the front door.
Okay, it is locked.
Roscoe is going to use his tinker's tools.
Ooh.
As a... he doesn't have thieves' tools, he has tinker's tools. Can he use tinker's tools to try to pick the lock?
Maybe.
Now, there really will be crimes against the establishment.
I've never used tinker's tools before.
So, that would be more of a thieves' tools thing.
I mean, absolutely. I'm trying to improvise this other thing to do it. It's probably harder to do.
So, it's going to be a a dex check. And you can just add your proficiency bonus to it.
I'll just do a tinker's tools. A 20.
Okay. You feel a click in the lock as you open the door. But these tools were not made for this, and so a piece actually snaps off inside the lock. So you're gonna have to do some work to get your tinker's tools operational again if you're gonna use them again.
But the door opens.
Yes, you are able to unlock the door.
Cool.
Okay. Roscoe can just buy replacement tinker tools with a fucking voucher. He's opening and ushering everybody in. All right, let's go.
Or just steal them from in here.
But yeah. Me and Bathwick are still at the back, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of people out front, though, as we've established.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's we're 10 just people all of coming us. Inside,
you wouldn't, even notice if we weren't there or if we were there.
You have to do a head count.
Yeah, it's like a Home Alone situation.
Come on! We did it again!
All right, so you guys are inside. The store is dark, and you don't immediately see anybody. Looks like it's a store where they sell like goods and sundries, things like that. No, nothing. All right.
Yeah, hence the name of it. Yeah, we get it.
You're supposed to laugh to cover up me having to describe the store. So that was the whole goal of me saying that.
Sorry, bud.
There's like stuff on shelves.
Yep. Stuff and fangs.
Stuff, Lori. Fangs.
Wow, I get it now.
Yep. You know, like general supplies of, things that you might buy in a store.
Really?
Like adventurer's supply? What kind of goods? Store is it, babe? Is it a magical store?
No, okay. It's not.
I'm
like
not
a,
in there, but
it's
we heard about a bunch of things on the wagon. Were those things in the wagon things that could be in the store, or did it look like that wagon was full of things from other people's houses?
No. Yeah, it looked like stuff that could have been in the store.
I helped.
So what'd you steal? Tell me.
There was like I think I said a boat paddle at one point. An oar. There was like the necklace that I just described.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I think you said like a candlestick or something. I don't know. Potions. There were glass bottles.
Yep,
like,
yep, that's true.
He was trying to do the pig in the pot. Yeah.
So
probably,
like, if you like did like a, you click on a site and you're like, hey, what's this random shop generator?
Yeah.
It's kind of like. One second, excuse me.
I'm so confused right now. Is it full of magic stuff?
No. It's more of like mundane and stuff. Matches.
But and... so that's interesting though, because I definitely got a somewhat magical. You said clockwork though. Is the clockwork meaning no magic or?
That's a good question.
It's kind of in the middle.
Okay, so there was magic associated with it, kind of.
Yeah.
So yeah, so like not just. I mean, I don't know. I'm not there. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to. I think I showed it to you guys, right? Tonight, I did. I said, like, I got this from the wagon.
I feel like that happened in a public way. Yeah.
And Roscoe would, once we're inside, Roscoe will go to the back, find the back door, to because he knew Bathwick and Bill were going to come out back.
You'll let them in?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you go back there, you guys can all be in there too. And it's mostly just mundane items, things to supplies. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't see anybody in the store. There's just like a little door in the back. You guys see a set of stairs down to maybe like a storage area or something like that. It's not like a grocer's, so it's not like food. It's more like you mentioned, like a candlestick, like stuff like that. Like, God, it's so hard to think of mundane
pots, pans,
things. Yeah, like stuff. It's a home goods.
It's hammers.
Lots of wicker trash baskets.
Uh-huh, weapons? Uh-huh. Or no?
Towels?
No, not really.
Blankets?
Yeah. Name something and I'll tell you if it's in the store. That's a great way to do this,
guys.
This
is a good game. a towel.
Yes.
A little drawing of... Adam.
No. It's very big.
It's a cardboard cutout of Adam at his first movie premiere.
All right. This is... You're talking about me?
Yeah, you. No, Adam from
The Bible.
So in the last session of my other campaign, like my shower gif of me falling in the shower... is now canon, like, in the campaign. So, like, Burbage, like, Hikari message cantripped the shower gif of me falling in the shower into Burbage's head. And so, like, I'm having Burbage, like, I'm basically Burbage's, like, Cthulhu. Like, I'm this Lovecraftian. And it's just... He's so unsettled. Burbage is like, who the fuck is this guy? Why do I feel his looming presence in my consciousness?
That's great.
And now I'm... It's just weird. This is weird.
That's very funny. I love this idea, though, that you're haunting your character.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's all building up to a showdown over there between Burbage and me. Like, I'm going to role play. Like, I'm going to treat it like a therapeutic kind of catharsis of because I love that character so much. And like... I don't know if he'll love me back.
What if he kills you?
That just kind of made my heart shake a little bit.
Other character Roscoe to do mustard therapy on Boobage. Boobage. I said Boobage. Burbage and Adam and Roscoe.
Anyway, so we don't see me in the store, right?
You do see like various sets of tools. For example, there's some tinker's tools, some leather working tools.
Yeah, Roscoe immediately... Well, when we're broke and entered... Roscoe will put down money and like on the counter to pay for replacement tickets.
Is there potpourri?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there is.
How much do some tinker's tools cost?
Tinker's tools. Let's see.
5,000 platinum.
50 gold.
Whoa, really?
It's ridiculous. Wow. That's the price.
Mm-hmm.
Roscoe, you do have a shit ton of money. It doesn't.
I do. I'm paying it. If that's really the listed price for this, this Tinker's Tools,
wow, good thing you just leave a voucher behind.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the voucher.
Though, if you're just trying to replace like the part that you broke.
To steal.
Like, you didn't break all of them. Uh-huh. You didn't, like, jam them all into the lock and turn it and snap them all off.
True.
Maybe it'd be, like, 5 gold to replace that specific part.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that Roscoe would know.
Yeah, I'll do that. And I don't need a...
I don't need a fucking voucher. Do I look like I need a fucking voucher?
Where we're going,
we're not going to need vouchers.
Fair.
Although later we will need some vouchers.
Yeah.
Yes, later we will. But then after that, we won't.
Yeah.
So what are we doing in here?
Where's the guy?
Mr. Millings. Mr. Millings, are you here?
Is there a down? You said there's a stairs to go down. I mean, I'll just head down there, assuming that.
Will, don't go by yourself.
What? It's just a mundane shop. No. There's no magic items in here. It's just full of napkins and candlesticks.
And no, what?
Will.
Candlesticks. Oh, fiddlesticks.
Mr. Millings, we're here to clear the air. We're here to practice restorative justice.
I'm going to go downstairs with you.
Will figures that if it is the guy, he's long gone. Will is figuring that, like, it's got to be, like, the guy is a thief. The other thing is I'm worried that he is somehow, like, what about a stupid, what's his name? No, never mind. Go ahead.
I have a feeling.
So we go down the stairs. What'd you say?
Rafina says, I have a feeling about going downstairs.
What?
I just have a feeling.
Back up, like, without, like, turning around. I just back up. What do you mean? Why?
I start walking down the stairs.
Oh, God. I'm usually the paranoid one. Rafina, what is going on right now?
I'm not paranoid. I just have a feeling.
This is just a... Okay, sure. Don't go down yourself, then. Throw Mo down there. Mo, don't go. I'm just joking.
Okay.
Mo, do you want to come with me?
Okay.
Oh, wait. No. Wait. Why are you going down? Why am I not the one going down?
Let's go. There's like two steps, right?
it's
the minimum requirement for
amazing.
Stairs. It's not stairs.
Yep.
It's stairs.
Yep.
You find yourself in a cellar with a dirt floor.
Hmm.
It looks like storage. There's shelves down here with boxes full of various sundries and goods. If you name some things, I could tell you if they're down here or not.
Crayons?
A boxing glove.
No. No Twinkies? Boxing glove. No Twinkies.
Paperwork.
There's some paper.
A clipboard?
Yep. You see a clipboard.
Precious Moments figurine.
Nope.
Are there folding chairs down here?
There's some chairs.
Ooh.
Folding chairs?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Bowling ball?
No bowling ball.
Mouse repellent.
Yes.
Yes.
Lace stuffed beaver.
Yes and yes.
Wait, what stuffed beaver? There's. I said lacy curtains. Stuffed beaver.
Stuffed beaver wearing a lacy curtain.
Is there a stuffed beaver? Yeah. I like to imagine that we're looking around and one of us just turns
it's
and there's just a beaver in our face.
It's kind of moth-eaten. Like it's down here for a reason.
Nice. Yeah.
Maybe it was upstairs for a while, didn't sell, but he couldn't bear it apart with it.
Oh my God.
So it's kind of cramped
manacle
down here.
Jewelry.
Oh.
Manacle jewelry?
No.
That kind
sorry.
Of sundries.
Sorry, Alex. So yeah, it's a little damp, you know, like, but you know, it there's really nothing to write home about down here.
All right, I guess my feeling was wrong, and I just take a box off the shelf and shake it a little.
Okay. It clanks.
Whoa, that was an unexpected noise from a box that I can lift with one hand. For something in it to clank, and I put it on the ground and I tentatively open it.
Okay. It's full of it's got a bunch of pythons in it for climbing.
Oh.
There's a couple of
how do you spell that?
P-I-T-O-N-S.
P-I-T-O-N-S. Okay.
There's also some loops of rope.
How much do they cost?
A python? It's 5 silver piece each.
I like how we just know. There's nobody to help us.
Down here, it's not labeled.
We just know.
Roscoe's looking around. Roscoe's investigating. Roscoe's looking for signs of struggle, for any kind of hidden rooms. He's listening. He's trying to see, is somebody tied up down here?
Sure, give me investigation.
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you, Eric? You dirty fuck.
Oh, I would. Oh, God. Fucking roll it. Let me see what you roll. 17. You don't see any signs of a struggle. You don't hear any noise. It looks like some of the things down here aren't as well organized. And with a 17, you would identify it. You see that a lot of the stuff that was on the wagon has been brought down here and is kind of sitting haphazardly, hasn't been sorted yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So the things from the wagon have been returned.
Interesting. Is it just me or a bunch of these objects down here? Things that were on the wagon.
Yeah, that wouldn't be Runcible Jones then, unless he had something on the wagon that he was trying to cover with all this stuff.
I mean,
that's the only explanation, right? Unless he's going to replace Paul Millings and live his life, like steal his identity. I don't know.
I'm starting to feel less sure about this whole thing. You said the wagon was out back?
Yeah.
I think we should get out of here. I think we should leave. I think we should pretend we never broke into this old man's place.
Should I clean up the pythons that I started to stick in the side of the stairwell then?
No.
Rafina's because at the very least,
I'm climbing up.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Check out my wiles! Woo! Just kidding.
Okay. No, put everything back. All right, let's get out of here. This isn't the adventure that I wanted.
Yeah, but it is weird. Well, okay, so where's the Millings guy?
I don't know. Maybe we can find a guard and ask.
Does the building look like it has two levels? Like, what could he live on top of it or no?
No.
No, it's just the store.
And then the basement.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I thought this was going to be exciting and justice, but it's not. It's just we broke in.
I also had a misleading feeling. Oh, well, let's go find Millings and then go to that fancy cruise.
We got to kill Bathwack, Rafina. We got to kill Bathwack.
So what's the plan with that? Let's take a moment in this broken-in house and figure out how we're killing Bathwack.
Well, the thing is, we're going to get in trouble if we...
I don't think... Frankly, I think we can do whatever we want because we got a king and a sexy lady. But I do think we should not press our luck. So let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And maybe we can find, like, a... Maybe this is the safest possible place for us to discuss plans openly in a locked house that we, in a locked store that we broke into that seems to be empty.
Yeah, I guess if he doesn't come back.
Yeah, it's all.
I mean, I just don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to. This guy seems even kind of. The captain hesitated a little bit when he heard how upset this guy was. And if he is some kind of magic user. I don't want to upset him, you know, and then ruin our chances of taking a cruise
to Gully's
be the nicest way of traveling we've experienced so far.
Yeah,
okay, guys, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. Let's go.
Yes! You all get the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
You decide collectively that you have the heebie-jeebies.
Maybe there's someone else's house we can break into.
And Roscoe will kind of try to casually out front remove the broken tinker tool from the door.
Okay. Yeah, you can pull that out of there if you hadn't already.
Yeah, good. Okay. No sign of us. Mm-hmm. The pythons are back.
Yep.
The tinker tool is gone. We locked the back door.
Okay.
We locked the front door.
You left cash on the counter?
I left... I put it in the
till.
In the till.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And we're gone.
Phew.
No one's the wiser. The greatest trick the party ever pulled was convincing the guards of Trent that they had never broken into the old man's
store. Oh, man, that's a kind of lame trick. Just some dumb guards that let us go anyway. We're masters of our trade. Have we passed or have we heard of any place that we might have privacy in? I don't think that we would want to go back to the cruise ship because it, they might have weird ears everywhere or something. But it feels like this whole town is weird because they were all following the ferret and stuff. So I don't know.
It was a funeral. It's grief. They're grieving.
No.
Roscoe's looking for any kind of like, Roscoe's looking for any kind of adult establishments like brothels that you might be able to rent a room for privacy.
Okay. Well, you know about the library.
That we're going to go like in there with
room
with a kid.
Jesus
Christ. I already don't like library. This.
Well, yeah. Also, well, we should probably like deposit a couple of these NPCs somewhere because I feel like we'll realize like as he's casually
every
walking
town
down
should
the
have
street,
an NPC and, holding yeah, corral.
Just, there's just so many people with us that don't.
Oh, Spets. That's like a great like sketch or something of like the NPC daycare. Yeah.
Speaking it's of IKEA, what's
exactly.
that place called?
It's at IKEA.
It has a name
where, it has
where
the
there's
kids,
a little play little place and they'll watch your kids yep. while mm-hmm. you go wander through the furniture.
Yep.
It's some made up Swedish word. I'm pretty sure it's not a real one. You gonna look it up? It's a pretty good word.
Small land.
So you haven't seen any brothels or any red light district kind of areas. You see signs for a tavern sort of near the center of town on this side of the river.
Okay.
Just called the Ale House. They might have rooms or at least a booth or something. I don't know what exactly it is you're looking for.
It depends on how busy it looks, I guess. What is this, a Tuesday at 2 p.m.? I have no idea.
It's 3
Hopefully
p.m.
the Ale House is not busy. Maybe. I mean, I feel like something like that could work, but it would be nice to have a lot of privacy as long as maybe they do have booths. Maybe they have private rooms. We could rent. I don't know. What do you think?
It's probably your best bet. Best bet.
Your best bet.
Best bet.
It's my land.
Small land.
Okay, let's go in the tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as we're walking, Roscoe will approach the first guard that he sees.
Okay. So yeah, you're heading towards the ale house, and you see one of the you actually recognize him. It's one of the ones that were in the group that had surrounded you and then brought you to the ship.
Hello there.
Oh. Yes, hello.
Do you recognize me?
Yes, I do.
Are you abreast of the latest developments?
You mean how you have been absolved of whatever it is you were accused of doing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Because, for the record, I didn't do nothing.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sorry that it was all, I believe it was labeled a misunderstanding.
Yeah, I think it was a misunderstanding. And part of this misunderstanding is the fact that I don't understand how and why you and the other gods were there to begin with.
Well, Mr. Millings summoned us. He said that someone was coming with his wagon to, I don't know, maybe rob more of his store. I clearly he was wrong.
Clearly. Well, we were just going over there to apologize to him for our part in the misunderstanding.
Well, that's and, kind of you.
Right. Could you pat me on the back? Would you pat me on the back? I think I got some mustard back here.
You definitely do.
It's falling off. Could you pat it back on?
That seems a little ridiculous.
nice.
Yeah. My point exactly. It's almost as ridiculous as the fact that there is a pretty unofficial looking sign on Milling's store now, indicating that it's closed for some kind of investigation. Do you know who put that sign up?
Well, probably him.
And do you know what he's doing or where he's going or what he's up to?
Well, I would, if I were you, I would probably steer clear of him. When he gets an idea, he sticks to it until he is overly sure that he is wrong, and he is not easily convinced that he is wrong, if you catch my drift.
Ah, how long have you known this Milling?
Oh, he's been around forever. Longer than I've been here.
Ah, and he's always been this way. He's always been weird and accusatory.
Well, I mean, a little bit since he's gotten, you know, up in years. You know how people get. And then he realizes who he's talking to and kind of straightens up. yes, he's probably just trying to do his own detective work and figure out what really happened. I wouldn't worry too much about him. He's harmless.
Okay, so you haven't seen any noticeable change in behaviors on his part recently?
No, not particularly. I mean, he was clearly... He's always been a paranoid sort, and then after being robbed so thoroughly, he was, you know, more sure in his convictions, if you will. So, but nothing out of the ordinary. Why do you ask?
Well, let's just say that we're doing some investigating of our own, and one more question.
I would ask maybe you desist from, leave that to us, the guards. We have enough on our hands with Paul.
Sure, I'll stop investigating just after one more question. And Rusk was going to look over at Will and then back at the guard. Between you and me, do you think this Millings was capable of great magics?
No, I don't think so. What's going on? Why would you ask that? No, he was just a shopkeep.
No magic items in that store, ever?
I think he has a couple here and there, but nothing... Nothing remarkable, as far as I'm aware.
And how did he foresee us in the wagon? I guess that's a question that will remain unanswered, because this investigation... is closed. Goodbye.
It's closed!
Rusk turns on his heels and walks back to the group.
Oh my god, amazing. Were we just waiting for him? I would have headed into the tavern if like we were close enough. I don't know. Was that?
Oh, sure.
That like, I assumed that because we weren't in the conversation, I wouldn't have just stood there and watched Roscoe do
yeah,
that.
I
figure totally. Maybe that happened like as we were going into the alehouse or something and he, you know, stopped to do that.
So he'll rejoin the group and if the group was doing anything while he was talking to the guard, that's cool.
Will would have been trying to make sure that we get like a private, because he is the valet, so he's going to be like, listen, we have royalty coming in here. We need a private area. What's your best, most private space in this place?
Oh, welcome. Welcome.
What does it look like in here?
it's darker. The windows to the street are a little, you're not sure if they're dirty or intentionally not tinted, but
cloudy,
soaped, if you will.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just to sort of dim the light. It's not very busy at all right now. There's a couple people scattered through. There's tables. There's a bar against the back. There are some booths, and the person behind the bar, I'm assuming, is who you're approaching. There's not like a maitre d' or anything like that.
Yeah, I would have approached whoever.
Oh, you're looking for a private room there, huh?
Yes.
I got a room in the back. It'll cost you a little bit, but if you're looking for privacy, you got it here in the alehouse.
Okay, is it fit for royalty?
Oh, sure. We got even tablecloths on the tables and everything.
Perfect. I'm sure they are clean, I say, looking around. it's too dark to tell if it's clean. I hate that. In my head, I'm like, you know, you keep it dark when you're trying to not show the stains.
The grime.
Mm-hmm. He's just trying to put on a show for, like, bathwax sake and stuff.
So you got royalty with you, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming they're coming in, so he looks behind him, and they're there.
Oh! I see, I see, I see. I heard someone was in town. Welcome, welcome, sire.
Thank you.
And that's all. That's all he's going to say to you. That's all the words he will afford you at this time. Now, please prepare the room.
Certainly, certainly, certainly.
That was very generous of him.
Is there any preferred beverage that...
Don't look at him. Look at me.
Yes, 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 yes. Is there any preferred drink or food that His Highness would prefer?
Whiskey, I guess. Right?
Does Will say that?
Right?
Whiskey, he says. Well, do you have, what kind of whiskey do you have?
We have a few different varieties, depending on how much gold you're willing to put down.
All right, listen, we don't talk about this around the king. Just take him in there. I will pay. Just go. Do it. What are you doing?
Of course, of course. Yes, yes. Right this way, right this way. And he leads you past the bar. There's a little door in the back. And there's a small room. There's a table. Looks like it's, you know, for private functions. Plenty of room for all 40 of you, however many there are, plus NPCs.
Rafina pulls a voucher out of the terrarium and hands it to the guy and says, here you go, my man.
Oh, he looks at it, stretches, like sort of snaps it between his fingers, like pulls it out.
Don't chew it.
Oh, I would never dare. I want to get my full redemption for this visit. I'll bring you my best. And
thank you very much, my man. I can't say that right. It sounds like I'm trying to do the wrong kind of inflection. My man. It's my Midwestern accent.
Meanwhile, Will's like putting actual money on the counter in the front because he forgot about the vouchers, but mostly because like a king wouldn't use vouchers. So like, I think if the guy comes back out, he's like, what is that you have
king
in your hand?
King Backwack is not an extreme couponer, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Like Will's like, what is that in your hand? I'm offended by that. Throw that away. He puts money on the counter.
Oh, well, that's enough to start. Sure, sure.
Yeah, that's fine. He'll put more on the counter. I don't know how much it is. He hasn't even said.
Well, you haven't been specific on what you want.
Please make yourselves at home. Make yourselves at home. Will anybody else be joining you?
In the whiskey or in the room?
Wait, where are we? Which could I come
in
now?
In the room
okay,
now.
Yeah, I'll come in the room. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, is Roscoe there too?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
Nope, nobody else. Let no one in.
Oh yeah, says Will. So Ross. Yeah. I got to put two and two together there. Okay. Yeah, there's I would make sure I'll stay out until Ross goes in. Like so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you describe the man in the street that Shimi thought was Will? There's a man with a child becoming very nice boots. Yeah. Yeah, Roscoe comes in not too long after.
Okay. Cool. All then right. We all go in.
Yeah, and he sets you down in the back. You had mentioned whiskey, so there's a round of whiskey poured all around for everybody. Shimi included. No questions asked. Even Clockface has a glass. there's a few loaves of bread that have been cut with some hunks of butter you could spread on them. There's some bowls of gravy to dip it in as well.
Wow.
I'll check back in a bit. You enjoy your privacy here, and I'll be sure to knock before I enter, and you enjoy the space and do with it as you will.
Is he short?
He is, he's not short. He's actually relatively tall,
okay.
But he's an older man. So he's actually, he's got a severe, he's not like a, he's like stooped.
Okay.
He's very thin. He's got wispy sort of white hairs sticking up off the top of his head. He's missing a few teeth, but he seems relatively with it and able, sort of hopping around and setting things up and preparing things for you as you settle yourselves in the room.
Okay. Cool. I want to cast Mage Hand and just lift the whiskey bottle out of his hand and put it in front of Bathwack. Okay. Like, very obviously, ooh, like, yeah, because this guy, it's like, this is an important guy. Like, how dare you take the whiskey away from the
king? Of course, of course. And he bows like two or three times. Right, he's already kind of bowing, but.
Right.
And he backs out of the room and closes the door. And you find yourself in this room that the smell of the bread is sort of filling the air. It's clearly freshly baked. Mm. It seems like a very fine whiskey, as far as you can tell. You don't recognize the label, any of you. So it's not Bufflin whiskey, but it doesn't seem bottom shelf or anything like that. And yeah, as far as you can tell, you find yourselves as alone as you can be with 70 people in the room. And yeah, he's promised to knock. So you guys think you have the space to figure out what you might want to do. And I think we're going to find out what you guys discuss and decide and mull over and ruminate on next time.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. On Pork Fried Dice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to make some plans.
Yeah.
Some schemes.
Schemes.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.